such a hurry, 'cause it only leads to worry. There's a time to work, but there's a time to pray. He tried to get a quiet place so you can hear his voice and see his face. Can you hear the spirit calling? Come away, come away, come away. Come and spend some time with me. Come away. Let your heart and mind be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me and come away. Are you sinking in your sorrow? Are you worried about tomorrow? Are the pressures of this life too hard to bear? If you cast your cares on him, he'll give a perfect peace within. Come and spend some time with me and come away. Let your heart and mind be still. Let your empty cup be filled. Come and spend some time with me. Come away.
First Love Town Church, we are honored and we are blessed today. What a blessing. You may be seated. The dream has come true. And I believe the Lord has made a great arrangement and has set a lot of things in motion for this time. And that has been away for so long. And every Sunday we have been looking for videos and live conversation and live streams, and but today I believe God has really, really blessed us. I feel so honored that Daddy has come here to this service, and I know whatever it is he has to say is going to be a blessing. Daddy, thank you so much for coming. We are honored to have the anointed right here with us. If you're as excited as I am, give the Lord a scream and welcome our Father Bishop Daggy with Bills.
Hallelujah. Hello, hello. What a blessing. Father, thank you for this wonderful morning you've given to us. Guide us into your wonderful, holy vision for us. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Wow. I believe you are being mightily blessed. And I just decided that I'll come and share a few words with you to add to what you are already receiving. Amen. So please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
Amen. I love you.
And I'm just going to be sharing for a few minutes, just a few minutes. And we continue. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. So if I have the opportunity, I will continue with this. But just for today, is this short beginning of Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle by the will of God, to the saints. All right? Hallelujah. Paul, an apostle by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, that is to you who are the first service here,
amen,
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. This is a special letter and word for you from heaven. Assume that the apostle Paul has risen from the dead. He's coming to talk to you. And he says, grace be to you.
Amen.
And peace from God.
Amen.
One of the things you need a lot of in this life is peace. And you find that older people look more for peace than for excitement. One day a sister had a very nice beloved when I was in medical school. And the brother was the head of, I think he was the head of the Christian Fellowship or something. And he was a very good A1istic brother. But to my surprise, one day, the sister said she was breaking up. In fact, she just broke up. So after some time, I decided to find out why. And she said he was boring. That she wanted somebody more exciting. But as life went on, the things that she saw in the exciting were not being seen in the non-exciting. It was more peaceful. So you find out that for Paul to wish you peace, it's for maturity.
Amen.
And experience. So instead of looking for excitement, look for peace.
Amen.
Grace be to you.
Amen.
And peace from God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, God has blessed us with spiritual blessings. Because, you see, when you become a Christian, you have become spiritual without knowing. Your spirit is alive. Because in the next chapter, it says, you who are dead in Christ, Ephesians 2, 1, you are dead in Christ, have become alive. So, before you become a Christian, you are completely dead, spiritually speaking. You are nothing spiritually. Do you see? It's like a part of you is dead. When somebody has a kidney failure, you know, you are producing less than 30 mils of urine in a day. And you should produce far more urine than that. So what happens is they put the person there and they're trying to see if the kidney will come back to life in acute renal failure. They want the kidney to come back. You know, so they keep watching to see whether you will bring up urine. You know, because it's like the kidney is gone. It's dead. And so it's something they watch to see if it will come back. When it comes back, then you start to produce urine. So you can be alive, but a part of you is gone. So that happens like you are alive in the world, but your spirit is dead. So that's why he says, you who were dead, he has made you alive. You see, so now that you are born again, you have to be looking for spiritual things, spiritual blessings. Like Joshua was preaching about the anointing. You see, and he noticed that he didn't say he has blessed us with financial blessings. He blessed us with spiritual blessings. Most of the things God is giving us are spiritual.
Amen.
I have found in my personal experience that when I pray for spiritual things, I get them. But spiritual things are connected to all the other physical things. You notice that Paul, he didn't wish, I wish you a car, I wish you cars be to you and houses. No, he said peace and grace.
Yeah.
Wow. So like Paul sounds like super spiritual, but really, that's what you need.
Amen.
What you need is grace and peace, and then the spiritual blessings God has given to you. Why? Why? Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11 that the things which are seen were made out of things that are not seen. You see, everything comes out of the spirit world. Yeah, the world you see was made out of a world we don't see. Yeah. Even the world we see is becoming beyond our imagination, like the stars and the moon. And yesterday I saw Jupiter alone in the sky. It's 1 billion miles away. 1 billion. 1 billion. No, it's fantastic. It's 1 billion miles away. Yes, 1 billion. Yeah, 1 billion. Do you see? And the nearest star is 80,000 years away, flying at 55,000 kilometers per hour. It's 80,000 years. Years. How old are you? How old are you? 20 years. So 100 years, 1,000 years, 80,000 years. The Bible is 6,000 years old. The Bible, from Abraham to now, is about 6,000 years. And it will take 80,000 years, flying at 55,000 kilometers per hour, which is 55. A normal plane, British Airways, is 1,000, 800 to 1,000. I was on South African Airways. I was watching the speed 2 days ago. I just kept on watching the speed, 700, 800 kilometers per hour. And we are talking about flying at 55,000 kilometers per hour. And that one will take you 80,000 years. So, Charlie, you know, you can see that the physical world cries beyond you. So there is another world, a spiritual world. So I want to advise you, listen, if you don't take anything out of this service, remember that you are spiritual now. And pray mostly for spiritual things. And all other things which are not spiritual, they keep being added. You see, so have an aim to have certain spiritual things. And your life is going to go higher.
Amen.
So God has blessed us with spiritual blessings. Not physical blessings. Physical blessings are nothing. What is a car? Even at my age, when my father died, 1994. He gave his car to my sisters. And I wasn't jealous at all. I wasn't jealous. He gave his car, a Mercedes Benz, to my sisters. And I said to myself, oh, what is a car? Even at that age, I knew that a car was nothing. A spiritual blessing is, it contains many cars. You see, the anointing that God has put on my life has many cars in it. Yeah. When I started in the ministry, people started to give me cars. Cars, buses, sent to me. Yeah. And I've been receiving. You will receive too. In Jesus' name.
I believe it.
And I remember, you know. I remember. So, look at it. Are you with me in Ephesians? Ephesians. It's beautiful. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Never underrate spiritual blessings. Don't underrate spiritual blessings. Don't underrate spiritual blessings. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Don't underrate spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. Spiritual. Spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. They are wonderful things. Wow.
Wow.
Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. He chose you before the foundation of the world. I know you may think it's by accident. There's no accident here. Your life is chosen. You know, if you are in church today, you are chosen by God. And you are chosen before the foundation of the world. That's a long time ago. That God had some plans for you. Plans with you. Plans that included you. That's why you must pray all the time to find His will. Because before the foundation of the world, you were chosen. You are planned. That's why, you know, when I see people who are born, sometimes your parents are in difficulty. They are not together. There are problems, those kind of things. And then maybe you are some one-off child from somewhere. Or you wonder why you were even born. You know, stop worrying about that. All those things were plans.
Okay.
They were plans. God was planning with you in mind. You get it? Yeah. It's like some of you, like maybe you look like some fornication brought you about in the world. It was like more like some your parents went to fornicate and you were born. But I tell you, before the foundation of the world. And I want you to know that most families are not husband, wife, and children, nuclear family. Few families are like that. Few people are like that. So don't be thinking, oh, rather that's the minority. Most people have some. You stay with an auntie, an uncle, somebody else looks after you apart from your parents. That is why Jesus said it as part of Christianity. I was a stranger and you took me in. Many of us are strangers and somebody takes you in to look after you. It's part of God's plan. Are you there?
Yes.
Sit down. Now, what has He chosen you for? What has He chosen you for? That you should be holy. Holy and without blame. Without blame. Holiness. Now, you see, this is the wish of God. None of these have money in it. You've noticed so far, we have not mentioned money. There's no marriage mentioned here. But the marriage is in it. And the money is in it. Now, what is it to be holy? Holiness is a word that a lot of people are scared of. Because when you say holiness, then we all start to remember our personal lives. Is it not true? Yes. So you get worried when they say you are being called to be holy. Now, let me tell you what it means to be holy. In the Collins Dictionary, the word holy, he said, if something is described as holy, it is said to be holy because it is special. Specially used for a religious purpose. So it's special. So that is why buildings are called holy, holy temple. God is called holy. Holy, holy, holy. God is called holy. Items are called holy. Things that cannot last. Spoons, tables, temples, built things that have no feelings are also called holy. Wow. How can a spoon or an altar commit fornication? Like you. You get what I'm saying? How can a spoon commit fornication? But it is specially set aside for special purposes. So, to be holy is to become special.
Amen.
Now, the Jews are a holy people. You see, God has chosen us to be holy. That is, you always be special. And the specialness includes also your sexual behavior. Because the normal sexual behavior is 1 man to 200 to 300 women.
Very normal.
Or maybe 1 to 75. Or 1 to 50. In real life, those who are not hypocrites will accept what I'm saying. I'm not saying that's the way it should be. I'm saying that's what happens. People don't admit what they are doing or what they've done, especially the ladies. Because, like, they don't want to say how many people they've been to. Do you get what I'm saying? But God is making you holy. So it's sex is just part of it. It's just one part where your sexual life will become special. And then you'll be with only one person. Hey. And it takes grace to do that. It's not easy to have only one. But when God calls you, faithful is He also who will do it. So you have to believe that God has called you and that He is going to make you special. Now, not only will you be special in that way, you'll be special in many ways. You look different. You behave differently. So, you see, anybody who wants to be used by God and you don't like being different, it's a problem. You may have to resign. You get a piece of paper and you resign immediately after church and go and join another religion. Because Christianity is about being special and different. So if you want to really understand how special and different is, just look at the Jews. They are different in every way. If there are Jews, do you see, you know them. You know them. Every country. If you go to England, they are in Golders Green and in Hendon, you see Jews. And you see they've written, when it's Easter time, they write Happy Passover. Yes, Happy Passover. Every country, Austria, Holland, Germany, you know them. That is why they were able, listen to what I'm saying, not just I'll be there. Listen to what I'm saying. You know them. You know that these are different people. And then they generate hatred. Because they also have been given certain things to do. They pay tithes to their synagogues. And they prosper. And they are very unusual. And they look different too. They have this cap. They have this beard. And usually have black hair. You can tell that they are Jews. They are different. So if you have a problem with being different, you don't go to clubs, you don't dress like a prostitute, you don't have a lot of boyfriends going around, fooling around, listening to unbeliever music, you don't go drinking, you don't go fooling around, you don't like it, then after church, you come for the sheet of resignation and resign from Christianity. What do you think? How many are going to resign immediately after we close? You don't want to be special, and then the prosperity that God has planned and the different life God has planned, you don't like it, resign as soon as we close. Christianity is about being special. Yes, unusual. And some of the things, some of the special things are not nice. Some of them are nice. That's why he asked all Jews, circumcise. Every boy, bring your penis out and cut off the what do you call it? The top part. Cut it off. Straight. I mean, and even in a secret place, it has to be different. And many countries, they don't circumcise anybody. Many countries. So it's like, as for God, he wants special people. He wants somebody to love. Somebody to show some special affection to. And somebody to care for. Do you want God to care for you in a special way? To do something for you wonderfully? Then don't reject the holiness, the nice, and the other parts. Accept all. Accept all. If you are a girl, behold, let's see that you are holy. Eh? Okay? Let's see that you are holy. If you are a girl, you can't dress as other people dress. You can't. You have to be decent. You can't do what everybody else does. You see, today girls are doing, sometimes they are even hunting after boys. Yes. And you can't do that. You can't. boys cannot follow one after the other. You have to separate yourself from pornography and all the internet things that are there. You have to, because it's all the part of being special. At the same time, there are other nicer parts. That part you may not be so happy about it, but it's part of the package. You see, the circumcising part is painful, eh? No, and you know, I tell you, when Moses was taking the people across, he suddenly stopped and said, "Circumcision now." Before prosperity, oh, circumcision. And they circumcised all grown-ups. You can imagine. Without anesthesia. No. And I'm sure some died out of infection. Yeah. He was taking them across and he stopped at Gilgal. What are we going to do here? What's happening? We are cutting today. I'm sure some of the guys ran away. Grown-ups, everybody. Wow. Are you ready to be special?
Yes.
This is a beautiful scripture. According as he's chosen us long time ago to be holy. Special. I've accepted it. I've always been different. Yes. When I went to England, stayed with my uncle, he tried to make me go to a nightclub. Tried hard. I said, I don't want to. He made me go to a pub to go for drinking with his children. He forced me. He said, go. You are going today. I went. When I got to what to do, I said, Coca-Cola. Yes. People have told me business is for social. You need social drinking. You need to drink wine, this. You must know all this. I said, I don't need it. People have tried to make me take loans. I said, I don't need it. I don't want it. You have to drive this car. I said, I don't need it. I don't want it. He has made me special and I've accepted it. Even in the church, I am odd and I accept it. If you don't want it, you are resigning today. I insist on your resignation today. One, two, three. Come, stand up. Stand around. As soon as we close, there's a resignation committee. If you don't want to be special and unusual, you see them, they're going to resign from Christ and Christianity. As soon as we close. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Check with your neighbor whether he's resigning today. Are they resigning? No resignation. Wow. God bless you. You may be seated. Is this fantastic? Yes. Holy and without blame. Before him. Now, that's the best word, before him. You see, somebody may say you are not good. But before him is what matters. Yeah. And in life, there are many things people misunderstand. Sometimes you haven't done something, but people will say you've done something. Or they think that you are worse than you are. Like you are bad, but like they think you are really bad. How many are bad, but so you've had people who thought that like you were really, really bad, badder than you really are. But what God is saying to you today is that you must be blameless, holy and without blame, before him. Before him. He's the one who matters. Who is going to bless you? God is the one who's going to bless you, not anybody. So always think of God. What does God think? That means that before him, in your secret place, you have to fight to be holy and special in your secret place. Turn to somebody and say, I'm looking into your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the last verse for today, having predestinated us. It's predestined. That's your destiny. He's predestinated us to the adoption of children. Like you are being destined to be adopted as his children. And there's nothing more than being a child. Always choose to be a child than an employee. An employee has only up to a point. After employee, far higher rank is a child. There are things that are not done for employees, but they are done for children. Like when my father died, he wrote his will. There was no employee in it. Only children. And Bishop Saki was the only other person outside my biological family whose name was in my father's will. Yeah. Because he had become a son also to my father. Yes. And he still says that we owe him that inheritance. Because I don't think we've paid him his inheritance. Employees are lower. Children are higher. Like children are like, they are like humble and like nobodies, and but they are higher. So try to be a child. When you come to church, be a child. Try to be a child. It's not a child. Look, even on CNN, when there is a war, there is something. Say, women and children. They start to. It's far better. They say employees. No. Employees. You fight for yourself. A child. We are looking after you. Yeah. So as long and as high and as great as you become, you'll find out. I'm over 50 years old, but I tell you, the more of a child you are, you know, through the changing scenes of life. You know, one day somebody got married, and then in the middle of the marriage, after about 5 years, there was a big crisis. And I stepped in and I said, okay, do this and do this. Do this and do this. After 5 years. You know, later on I realized that what I had told the person to do, the person can never tell himself or herself to do it. You know, there are things somebody has to tell you, okay, do this now. Yeah. You can't even decide it for yourself. You wouldn't even know that you can't decide it. But you see, I'm telling you a mystery, but it's true. It's real life. So as you grow, you'll be surprised that you still need somebody to say, do this. Do this now. Go here. Sit down. Believe you me. But an employee, I said, fend for yourself. Fend for yourself. Fight for yourself. Help yourself. So decide to be a child always. And you get the privileges of a child. He says he has predestined you to be an adopted as a child. Yeah. A child doesn't know many things. A child says, yes, my Lord. Yes, my daddy. Yes, my father. That's the way your life will become peaceful. Yeah. Amen. And you're going to enjoy the blessings of a child. When people are enjoying the blessings of employees, you'll be enjoying the blessings of a child. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Wow. Lift your hands and commit yourself to being predestined. To be a child, higher than an employee, adopted into the highest rank. Jesus, thank you for the adopted children. Thank you for the adopted children. You are blessing. You are blessing. You are blessing. You are blessing. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Jesus. We honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here this morning, you want to give your life to God. You want to say, Jesus, come into my life and change me and save me. If you are here like that, wherever you are, lift up your right hand now. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Today. Help me. Help me to know God. Help me to know Jesus. I need your right hand to be up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Come to me from wherever you are. Come. 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 Let me pray with you.
His way. Come on to Jesus. Come on.
Come. Let me pray with you.
Jesus.
Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Oh God, I am sorry for my sins. Cleanse me. Wash me. Heal me. Deliver me from my evil ways. I submit myself to you. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I love you. I thank you, Jesus Christ. I love you. I thank you, Jesus Christ. From today, I belong to God and I will serve God. In Jesus' name, amen.